Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
G&D on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30. We're in Minneapolis at the Odyssey headquarters today. Nice little studio they set us up in. It's a boardroom. It's called their Big Idea Room. They were kind enough to give us a nice lay of the land before we sat down. Got a little tour. Very cool setup. Everybody's very nice in Minnesota.
So friendly. So helpful. So kind. I love it.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murad, can help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We're going to catch up with Adam Amin in just a couple of minutes. He called the game on Fox with Drew Brees yesterday. I just tweeted this out, Danny. It has been 64 days since the Commanders won a football game. 64 days. We are over 2 months. And so I did a little research. You ready for this?
Yeah, this is going to the Wayback Machine, right?
The last time the Commanders won a football game, the top song was Golden by Huntrix.
I don't know that song.
That is my daughter's favorite song.
Okay. Is that from K-pop Demon?
K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah. The top movie in America was One Battle After Another. A Gallon of Milk, back 64 days ago when the Commanders last won a football game, was $4.13. A Gallon of Gas was $3.12. The president back then was Donald Trump, and the commissioner of the NFL at that time was Roger Goodell. That's 64 days ago when the Commanders last won an NFL game.
Now, it's a great bit. Because all those things are still the same as they've been, because you know there's a long term for the commissioner, the 4-year terms for the president. But the point is, it's been a long time, and it's an excellent throwback. I'm going to give you an air high five. That's good.
The audacity, though, of people, and one of my least favorite things is to respond to like a guy on Twitter, and I have not seen
especially
this
via the radio,
right? But and I always like Danny. It's one guy. We're fine.
You got to stop doing that, Danny.
You can really not do that. So I'm not responding to any one person. I have not gotten this from people today, but I know they're out there. We generally hear this idea of like, oh, it's so negative. You guys are skewing negative. The audacity of someone to feel that way. They haven't won in 2 months, man. They have lost 8 consecutive games, man. They have lost 9 of 10 and 10 of 12, man. Do you understand what I'm saying, Danny?
Of course I do.
Like, how could anyone think anything other than what a joke this entire season has turned into?
I keep hammering the same thing. Teams lose every week. There are plenty of losing teams where things have gone bad, the injuries and the whole nine yards. Everyone is aware of it, okay? Nobody loses like this many times in a season. This is creamsicle, intro to football, Tampa Bay Buccaneers type losing stuff. This is teams that remain defeated and you know, Detroit Lions, where everybody gets fired 1-15 type stuff. Teams don't lose this often by this many points in this league. It does not happen. It's happening now. There are very few historical precedents in the modern era of football with parity, free agency, roster turnover, the salary cap league, where this league is yelling at you, we'd like everyone to be 500. Few teams are immune to that. Even some of the great ones are no longer immune. The Ravens get out of bed every morning at 12 wins. Not this year. It's finally caught up to them. Same with the Chiefs, who we watched get a stake to the heart last night, finally, of that dynasty. Where with 7 straight years, Pat Mahomes has been in the AFC title game. This is the first year that's not going to happen. No one is immune. Parity is the king. Teams don't lose by this many points this often in a season. 8 straight is unbelievable. That you could leave it there. The fact that they've lost so many games, 5 of them, by 21 or more points is so unfathomable that anybody that says anything like what you just referenced them saying to you, you're a stupid person. Go about your life knowing that you're in danger as a stupid person. Because when you're stupid, you don't perceive things well. And that can include danger coming around every corner. Stupid. If you can't comprehend that basic underlying inhale, exhale, more than that's too much for you. Wait for the meteor, dude. You're a stupid person. Y'all skew too negative. You're an idiot. If you think that, you're an idiot. If you know someone that thinks that, tell them me, Danny Ruye, said so just now. I don't know you by name. I probably have you muted or blocked, but you're an idiot. Watch out for that guy, because that guy is in danger because he can't perceive things.
Well, here's the thing we haven't talked about that might be the most maddening of the season beyond just that it's not bad, it's really bad, and that they don't just lose, they lose in shameful fashion, is that the Commanders didn't get blown out yesterday getting the kids involved. It was the opposite of that, by the way. So if you look at it, I think our boss tweeted something along these lines too. But Jalen Lane didn't have a football thrown at him yesterday, the rookie wide receiver. Treylon Burks, who made the incredible catch in the end zone last week, and we all said, this is fun. He could be a guy you put in Sharpie. Did he play? You wouldn't have known because they were so busy trotting out Noah Brown all day in that role yesterday. He got one target. Ben Sinnott caught one pass yesterday early in the game, and after the Zach Ertz injury, they'd all but shut it down. But it's not like he got targets and involvement. He saw one pass come his way. Brandon Coleman can't get on the field other than when they're throwing him a pass in the end zone. Bill only got 7 carries, your rookie running back that they have high hopes for. We are steamrolling toward the part of the season where hopefully Jordan McGee gets more snaps or Johnny Newton plays more, but the fact that they're getting destroyed and beat the way that they are, and you're choosing veterans over these guys, should make people more annoyed. Like, if you're doing it this way, that can be explained away by Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. Hey, we're out here competing. We're winning football games. Except you're losing by 31. Doing it your way, you've lost 5 games by 3 or more touchdowns, where if it's that bad, you have to give up the Madden controller. Ask Darius. That's how the league works. And your young guys are not involved while you're getting crushed. You can't have it both ways. Either you play old guys and you compete and win, or you play young guys and you're allowed to lose.
But see, the Wizards.
You can't get pummeled with the old guys. So hopefully this is the week, now that they're eliminated, that's normally how it works, where you start to turn the knobs up on Lane and Burks and Sinnott and Coleman and Bill and McGee and Newton and everybody else. But while getting blown out in Minnesota yesterday, there was no prioritization of the future. The priority was that game. So like on a Noah Brown type guy who's not going to be back next year, ideally, Treylon Burks should have that role right now, right here. Let's do that. Ertz, unfortunately, is hurt, and they have said that he did tear his ACL. Dan Quinn said as much in his press conference today. But now it's Ben Sinnott's time. Now it's Colson Yankoff's time. That's got to start in earnest that now that they've been eliminated, especially if you're going to do it the other way, Danny, and just get blown out. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work. If you won yesterday, they could incorrectly be claiming, hey, guess what? We're turning this thing around. But you're not. You're not even competing with these guys.
The emptiness of it all. Yesterday is worse somehow than that 4-game streak where they lost by 100 points. You know what I mean? Like, this is worse than that. Because of the rhetoric, because of the we were lost but now we're found, because of, you know, and part of that's, again, not Dan's fault, Dan Quinn's fault, but part of it is, though. You know what I mean? Like, this feels like more of a rug pull because you saw tangible improvement. You saw a team objectively play much better than they had this past week against Denver. You go, okay, here are the changes that have been made. For way too little too late. Again, I still think it's criminal that they didn't make any trades. I'll never let that go, by the way, but whatever. But you finally said, okay, Joe Witt, you can't do this anymore. You lost your L.A. privileges. You go sit somewhere else. Help me with the game plan, but I, Dan Quinn, will be calling plays. You saw them play better over two straight weeks on that side of the football. You finally had, okay, yeah, the health is the excuse. We've got guys back. We found our true north. We didn't miss a mark. We are where our feet are. We draw a map because we've been there. Whatever the stupid cliches he uses, or it was Ron's, I don't
care. We're not going to miss it.
Yeah, we missed it. That felt like we took this step forward, and whether they won or lost this game as a bad team, whatever. Losing that way showed you that it was all smoke and mirrors and bullcrap. It was BS. And I don't care what they do the rest of the way. Like, I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe that you found your North Star. I don't believe that you were lost and now found. Hallelujah. I think you suck. You're terrible. Whatever happens the rest of the way, whether you get a rah-rah speech riot or figure something out against how vulnerable the Giants are and you eke out a win or you blow them out. This week, to me, like, pulled back the curtain, right? Like, don't look at the man behind the curtain. And we saw it. We saw them naked and afraid. Like, this is unhideable. This is you can't work around this one. You know what I mean? Like, that, to me, is what's more essential about it. The other ones, as bad as they were, this was a bad spell and crazy. But this is a different story.
I want to go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome on to the show, our buddy Adam Amin, who as always was fantastic on the call of the Commanders and the Vikings yesterday for Fox, working with Drew Brees in the booth. Adam, you didn't read my text correctly. I said you're supposed to call touchdowns for the Commanders. You're supposed to say touchdown Washington. You forgot that
part.
I forgot
to do that.
What happened?
I forgot that part. I knew I forgot something, and I didn't. I couldn't pull my finger on what I forgot.
Now you know.
Oh my gosh, what a rough day. What a rough day to watch, man.
It was. So you spent some time around the teams in these meetings or whatever. Like, I don't think anybody saw that coming, right? But it felt on the outside like they certainly thought they got their identity back against Denver. Is that how you guys felt going into the game? Like, they were ready to go out there and this was going to be the new them for the rest of the year as they got healthier?
I wasn't necessarily thinking I was going to see, like, a pristine performance. I just thought I would see a little bit sharper stuff. I thought I would see a more spirited effort. Like, I think it was really disappointing. I think it was really deflating when Jaden Daniels went down. Not because there's not trust in Marcus Mariota. I just think it's a deflating thing. This is your guy. And from that moment on, after that Van Ginkle pick interception, I feel like the air was out of the tires. I didn't think they performed all that badly the first half, but it just felt like it was deflated. Once the Ertz injury happened, like, that's a heart sinker. Like, that's very difficult to watch at that point, when you know what a team and a franchise essentially is going through at that moment. So when we were in those meetings, I was fully convinced that we were going to get a very competitive game. I think the line was like 1.5 for those of you who care about that type of stuff. I always take a look at that just to see, all right, is this considered to be a close game? What do they think is going to be taking place? Is it going to be relatively close in the fourth? So it's rare that it happens like that badly. And again, I know a quarterback injury is going to mess with some things, but I just feel like there's not much of a drop off in the playbook. You know, the playbook is pretty similar for both Marcus and Jaden. Marcus had played, you know, pretty well the last couple of weeks, or in particular last week. The offensive line, I thought, played very well last week, and I didn't see as much carryover. I thought they played okay at times, but I didn't think there was as much carryover when it came to that the Sunday. So it was pretty deflating to watch, because we kind of had the same idea that I think Dan Quinn probably had, was, hey, we're going to keep things close. We're going to keep things competitive. And we found some spirit and some solidarity despite the losses the last, you know, 2 weeks in the overtimes.
Yeah, just to kind of follow up on that, I mean, we all saw, you know, the post-game speech on Hard Knocks after their close loss against Denver. And, you know, we watched the team obviously very closely, Adam. They objectively played much better than they had in a long time against a quality opponent. They weren't as good as Denver, but it wasn't like yesterday.
Yeah.
What were they saying, basically, just sort of like attitudinal-wise? Like, I know we're out of it. I know, like, they're aware of the standings. They have access to those internet sites like we do. But it's still, there was probably a little bit more swagger and self-confidence going, watch what we show the world here, right?
I wouldn't even say it was that much. I think they just, like, felt better going into the week. I didn't think it was an arrogance. I didn't think it was, like, an overconfidence based off of a couple of good performances. I legitimately felt like, and I don't think that feeling necessarily goes away. I just know how deflating of a feeling that must be after a loss like yesterday, especially considering what's taken place the last 2 months, essentially. I understand that. I didn't feel like an overconfidence. I just thought they felt that they were going to have a better idea of how to play more competitively, how to be a little bit more consistent. They were excited to get Jaden back. Jaden was excited to play. I know that's probably a question that's been lingering, and I think we at least tried to address that. Christina Pink had a report on that during the game yesterday of, like, why is this guy playing? You guys are out of the standings, which, again, they knew. They're aware of that, so they were playing for, you know, a certain sense of pride, and I think to try to execute some of the things that they felt they did well the last couple of games, and, again, more in particularly against Denver. I think they wanted to be out there. Jaden said he wanted to be out there. He needs the reps, which I do agree with. You know, the 38-7 thing, you know, I also feel like that's a result-based, you know, prism that we all have a tendency to look at. And listen, the result is really bad when a quarterback gets injured. But, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs to this. I didn't feel like they were coming out of the gate thinking that they were going to, you know, roll over the next five opponents they had. But they talked about wanting to go 5-1 in the division. They talked about wanting to be able to get some momentum going into next season and get a lot of reps for key players, and, you know, just didn't feel like those things ended up playing out the way they were hoping for.
Adam Amin was on the call for Fox. Commanders shut out 31-0, fell to 3-10. What'd you make and what did Breece think of J.J. McCarthy yesterday? So, you know, ostracized, so much said about him, and yet, man, that was about as clean as it could have been against this beleaguered Washington defense.
You know, I thought it was very impressive. I think he was impressed. I think he walked away. Drew is a big footwork guy, you know, and I think that goes into, and I don't think I'm saying anything that he wouldn't, you know, agree with. I feel like I've just learned this in the short, you know, time, the month that I've been working with him and getting to know him. He's big on footwork, and as a shorter quarterback, Drew always talks about how the footwork and the mechanics have to be very sharp and on time. And obviously that applies to quarterbacks of any stripe and size, but I just know he pays particular attention to it. And even on that first touchdown to Josh Oliver on their opening drive, he talked about the footwork and how clean it was, how quick it was, how rhythmic it was, and how it was a, you know, trying to get a young quarterback into an early rhythm by giving some of these, you know, three-step pitch throw, rip the ball, hit the seam. You know, we have that kind of ingest Tom Brady commercial on Fox that rolls, you know, during the course of your Sunday when you're watching, and it's talking about ripping the seam. I do feel like it was a rhythmic, solid mechanical day for J.J. McCarthy, and I think that's what you're trying to get out of young quarterbacks. You're trying to find something that gets them into an early rhythm and gets them into some form of consistency, something they can always rely on when, all right, the deep throw mechanics aren't working, or the line's not holding up great, so I need, you know, we can't do the deep drop stuff. What do I got in my back pocket along with my receivers that run the quicker routes? What do I have that I can always fall back on timing-wise, footwork-wise, mechanics-wise, that I know is going to feel good coming out of the hand? I know is going to feel good from my hips all the way down to my feet, to the balls of my feet, where they are. And, you know, Drew talks a lot about the mechanics of that, and that's often how he looks at young quarterbacks. I think we, you know, we had Bryce Young last week playing against the Rams, and upset win. It's about as good as Bryce Young has looked consistently for a while. So, you know, he was looking at a shorter quarterback and saying, hey, his footwork was much better. It was much cleaner. It was more consistent. And I think that's one of the things that I look at for a player like Jane Daniels. What are the things that he's going to start to develop to fall back on? You saw that a little bit with J.J. McCarthy. You know, credit to the Minnesota coaching staff for getting him there. Bryce Young's a young quarterback. Caleb Williams. These guys that, you know, have all the talent in the world, but can they find some sort of rhythm and consistency with their mechanics? So that I think did impress Drew a lot.
Adam, I try not to do hot takes on this show too often, but I will say this one. I think Drew Brees had good footwork. Like, I don't know if that's too hot.
Wild, controversial. Why would you say something controversial, so controversial yet so brave? That's what I want to know.
And it just, you know, it's one of those things, I know I'm going to catch flack, but whatever. But in all sincerity, this defense had been better, talking about Washington's, over the last couple of weeks since Dan Quinn took over. It felt like a pretty big step back yesterday, just kind of going to what you guys saw from them and how they were so easily exposed.
You know, the tackling wasn't as sharp outside of the of Bobby Wagner. You know, they had some flashes. Like, I thought Sainer still had some good moments in the back end. And, you know, obviously Wagner plays his tail off and, you know, one of the great tacklers of this generation. I didn't see a ton of pressure. You know, we didn't see a lot of that. And I know Dan's been, like, just very shy of kind of going to that because of some of the other deficiencies. And I understand that. Listen, we went through the injury list yesterday between Amos and Lattimore, you know, at the corners, and Armstrong up front, and Dietrich Wise, and, like, you know, these are key players. Jean-Baptiste is a, you know, developing player. Like, you know, these are important pieces. But I do think there has to be some form of scheme in there. I also know that it wasn't particularly great with Joe for a good portion of time. That was a rough month, you know, and you saw the Detroits of the world put up huge numbers against Washington. You know, Dallas put up big numbers. Like, it can be frustrating to watch. So I think trying to be a bend but don't break defense, which is also something that I think is I don't know if you guys noticed this, and please tell me if you do. I feel like we're seeing more shell, you know, zone cover, pick your spots for some man. We're going to back off. We're going to make you drive the ball. I mean, listen, they made Minnesota drive the ball 19 plays down the field to score. And, like, that was truly a bend and bend and bend and bend. And eventually they broke on the 19th play of the drive. But, like, that's what defenses are doing. So it's almost harder to judge a Washington defense because they are playing uber conservative. They're saying, we feel comfortable with Luvu and Wagner and these guys tackling in space. We're going to let them do their thing, and you're going to have to beat us. And I've heard so many defensive coordinators talk about this over the course of this year in particular, and I'm sure it's bled in to some of the conversations I've had in the last couple of years, so it's been heading towards this point. But I really feel like this is becoming more and more of a trend across the league. So, you know, what are the McVays of the world and the Kevin O'Connells? You know, I'm seeing the San Francisco 49ers this coming week. So what are the Kyle Shanahans, what are the Ben Johnsons and LaFleurs of the world doing against these defenses that are clearly going to play back, don't want to give up the big play, and it's understandable. That's almost where football analytics are starting to play into some of this stuff. You're more likely to make a mistake on a longer drive where you have to play dink and dunk, or you have to run the ball again, and we might have another opportunity to punch the ball out. We just don't want to give up the 20, 30, 40 yard plays so that we're in this game as long as possible. And some of that has to do with talent disparities and distribution, and a lot of that just has to do with the analytic thought of, you're going to have to beat me with as many paper cuts as possible. We're not giving up the big play to the most talented guy that you just paid $80 million to make big plays.
Adam Amin, Fox NFL. Adam, I was going to ask you where you are, but you answered the question. So you're in San Fran. I think that's Titans Niners this week. Is that right?
Titans Niners this week. You know, it's a weird slate. Like, Vegas is going to Philly. Like, the Browns are coming to Chicago. Tennessee is going out to San Francisco. So it's like some very odd matchups. I wonder if there's some weirdness in store for us. I hope, you know, but I think, you know, San Francisco's coming in looking sharp after, you know, a couple of wins and then the bye week last week. So
they should be in good shape. We'll be watching 4:25 on Sunday. Got the 1 o'clock kick for the Commanders, so we'll be able to check out you and Drew. Thanks for the info. Thanks for hopping aboard here. Hope you guys enjoyed Minneapolis as much as we did, man. That's a great stadium.
It's a great stadium. It was good to check in. It's the stadium that a lot of folks are gonna try to model their new arenas and stadiums after in the next few years.
Yeah. Here, man. Appreciate you.
DC's one. Thanks, guys. For sure. Adam Amin on Fox. Watch him throughout this NFL season with Drew Brees. Always love getting him on the show. Next, you just heard him talking about this staff, Joe Witt, Dan Quinn on defense. How should we be feeling about Dan Quinn's seat and whether or not that seat warmer got turned on in the car just yet. You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Shout out to Tobes for really getting me in the holiday spirit out here in cold, snowy Minneapolis, playing the Christmas hits here on December 8th. He really started the Christmas season early on the show. I like that about Tobes. Love for the holidays. He's a jolly old guy.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. I think that's where I'm at on that. I'm not moved positively or negatively. It just is.
You don't want to hear some Christmas music?
Not right now. And that's not necessarily a reflection on the season.
Seems that way.
No, it's this minute I'm in Minnesota, and the team I flew out here to watch got beat 31-0, and there's still way too much pretending that everything is normal.
Oh, when you said that's not a reflection on the season, I thought you meant the football season.
No, it's a reflection of that season.
You
not
mean
the holiday
season. Holiday season,
there's nothing wrong. Just minding their business, trying to have a holiday. You know, we got our Christmas tree was up. It's decorated. Looks beautiful. It looks fantastic. I'm excited to get home, and there should only be one tree, of course. It's a real tree, and the upstairs is going to smell like the Christmas tree, which is a delightful odor, and we'll be, you know, populating the tree with presents and all the good stuff to make the kids happy, and that's what I'm all about. Not this second, though. I'm not really ready for it, but again, I'm not mad that it's playing.
You're a mean one. Toby's on it. Appreciate you, pal.
Yeah. Yeah.
That should be the theme. Anytime Danny starts ranting and raving about how terrible the holidays are, what a nuisance it is.
But nobody's. But again, it's you're never going to play it then because that doesn't happen. That's not
I don't know.
It's not a thing.
I don't know.
Again, did you want to wait in line? No, not really. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You hate Christmas? What do you steal people's presents and burn them? No. No. Just regular guy.
No one said you burn any presents.
Just regular guy. Just a dude.
Dan Quinn is the subject of our poll of the day via Metropolitan Moving and Storage today on Grant and Danny. You can go vote right now. 106.7 The Fan Twitter account for our poll of the day. Local, long-distance, residential, commercial, 3 decades of best-in-class service and experience. We're asking you, what should be the temperature on Dan Quinn's seat right now? Hot, warm, or cold? 50% of respondents are going warm, and right now 25% are going hot and 25% are going cold, which I find interesting because basically you've got half of us that are going to the extremes and then the other half smack dab in the middle going, this is not very good. But the reason for the question really is it dawned on me after the game yesterday that there are a lot of people that think that they should make significant changes, that are calling for the head of a coach or, you know, Adam Peters or whatever. And I've been pretty steadfast on this. Last year was so unbelievable and so amazing. I don't mean how it felt as a fan, although that too. But the occurrence, the accomplishment, the idea in year one that you can go on the road to a division winner, Tampa Bay, and win in the playoffs, and then go on the road to a one seed in the conference and destroy them in the playoffs, and you can get to an NFC championship game, and you can win 12 games, which this team had not done since 91, and all the things that they did. You got yourself a get-out-of-jail-free card. I thought it would take 2 years to use that card up, all the hole punches you had for like free sandwiches at Sheetz. But they've gotten all the holes punched and all the sandwiches back, and it only took a week. They have used their get-out-of-jail-free card this year. So I think they're back to zero. It was as if, Danny, they went from like a zero to a 15, and this year's been so bad that they're back to a zero because it's been minus 15. It's the inverse campaign. So I'm not firing anybody, even though this is a fireable season. But you're starting next year now where you better not get off to a bad start.
Oh, yeah.
You better not be 0-3 or 1-4. Because as far as I'm concerned, like there's going to be people. It sounds like maybe our guy Sheehan is this way. I think Adam Peters is probably this way. There are others. But there's going to be people that go, dude, 2024 was so amazing. Like if they're 2-5 next year. All right, we were just in the NFC Championship game a year and a half ago. I played that game this year. I will not play that game next year. Because next year is going to be, last year you were a joke. You get a year like this after the NFC title game berth. You don't get two, as far as I'm concerned. So this offseason, it's time to put some hay in the barn. And starting in September, you've used your get-out-of-jail-free card. I don't care about 2024 anymore at that point. That fluky, incredible run led by your quarterback. Don't care. This year is the past being the prologue.
Yeah, you zeroed out, to your point. I think it's more significant, though, because it is the most recent sample. And everything they thought was wrong. I think that matters so much. And everything they got away with, they tried to do again, and it didn't work. I don't mean like criminally. That's not what I'm talking about. But just decision-making, that we're not going to go young. We're not going to use draft picks. We're not going to build and take our time to build a foundation and do something sustainable. We're going to take a cheat code, kind of shortcut, get a bunch of short-term aging veterans for cheap, and try to build the culture because they wanted to do that to sort of establish who they are and who they wanted to be. And every one of those things basically this year had the worst-case scenario, blew up in their face. There were no adjustments, no answers, no counterpunches, etc. So that weighs slightly more heavily for me than the glory of last year, which part of it's recency bias, but it's also because it is more recent, right? In other words, you didn't believe last year when the year started. If you take a truth serum in your heart of hearts, are you NFC championship game good in training camp? There's no way decision makers would have said yes. You know, they'll spout their cliches in public and go, hey, we're going to do it one game at a time and see what happens to us. And we're going to compete our butts off. And, you know, you'll like where we're at the end. You guys will be proud of us. They didn't think they were one of the final four teams, given that roster and given all the questions. There's no way. Because they were a 7-win team with Jaden Daniels and Lucky Charms up there took us. Right? All these decisions led to this. So because of that, this is now weighing more heavily. So therefore, it's not a cold seat for me. It's in between warm and hot. Again, I am not firing anybody right now this minute. I would not fire Dan Quinn right now. I would let him know.
Let me ask you this.
This is so bad, and your decisions, and I would tell Adam Peters too, you guys didn't do anything at the trade deadline. You guys didn't do anything at any point in time other than way too late make Joe Witt change seats. Nobody got benched. Unbelievable how complacent you are. You don't get to be complacent anymore.
Let me ask you this. First of all, have there been any sirens today?
Could you guys hear that over the air?
I mean, if they haven't heard these, I don't know what to say. Are we right near a hospital?
We are in, I don't know where that was, but it was close.
So, I'm used to doing shows downtown in cities. I know that there are occasionally sirens.
Sure.
I mean, we have heard a lot of sirens.
So we are actually next to a hospital. That's walked past one yesterday on my long walk back from the stadium. Okay. That was separate from you guys.
Oh, that was funny.
That's a story.
Which is a story we can tell tomorrow. But yeah. But yeah, there is a hospital that is probably like 3 or 4 blocks over.
We were all in a skywalk, which was very warm. Darius got trapped outside the stadium and couldn't come back in and had to walk all the way back.
He texted a group and said, I'm outside. The response from 4 different people at the same time was, oh no.
See you at the hotel, buddy. 800-636-1067 is the number. The question for you, it's the Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. What should the temperature of Dan Quinn's seat be, hot, warm, or cold? So, Danny, you were trending between warm and hot.
Yeah.
If you get fired at 100, okay, and we're going to say 0 means you are on your way to being coach of the year. You are
right, you're 7 straight.
Mike Vrabel and Ben Johnson, mm-hmm. right? Shane Steichen earlier, like in week 4 or whatever. Yeah. Where are you? I think anything above 50, like warm starts at 50, you get fired at 100.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you?
67.
Wow.
So two reasons. One, because 6'7". The second is I am at 6'7". I'm at 67. Like, this is so unacceptable. Everyone needs to get to that point.
I'm at a 55 to 59. And look, I've made no bones about the fact when they brought in DQ, that was not my favorite thing that they've done. I thought they had a really good first year, and I give him a lot of credit for being a culture builder, and I thought he deserved a lot of credit for last year. But this is just the erasing of what went well last season, and as I said, zeroing back out. When you have the type of year that he did, there's no change after the following season. I think you could probably almost go like 2-15, which, heck, they're gonna get close to that, it looks like. But if they lose out and lose 12 in a row, they're not going to make a change, and they shouldn't. Again, that's the get-out-of-jail-free card, but all bets are off the table. You don't lose 12 in a row in this sport. The teams that go 0-16 do that. Nobody else really does. We'll get to your calls next on how hot the seat should be for Dan Quinn after getting to the NFC title game in year one last year. This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
O'clock, about 10 minutes from right now, you'll hear Dan Quinn's press conference from this afternoon. We'll play the best parts of it for you from out in Ashburn, including updates on Jaden Daniels and the latest on the torn ACL for Zach Ertz and what that means moving forward. So you'll want that coming up at 6. On the other side of that, we will give you Don't Forget About, things that aren't getting enough attention today, and we'll look ahead to Monday Night Football, preview the Eagles and the Chargers. That's all coming up in our final segment on Grant and Danny. Right now, though, we're talking Dan Quinn and our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do your heavy lifting and take it to the house. More at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. The question is, how warm should the seat be under the butt of Dan Quinn right now? Danny's between warm and hot. I've got it just sufficiently warm. I'm not on the hot seat just yet. I don't think anything can happen this year that would lead to me saying he should be dismissed after they got to the NFC Championship game last year. Would you agree with that, Danny? If they lose out the rest of this season, they lose 12 in a row, they will have gone, by the way, 3-14.
Yeah.
Which, just saying this kind of stuff out loud is insane. But it's
crazy.
If they don't beat the Giants, it's happening, I think. I mean, we're knocking on the door of that now. There was a caller several weeks ago who called in and talked about losing out, and I basically scoffed at the guy and laughed him off the air. Sorry, dude. You were on to something. I mean, it worked out for you. I don't know if you called your shot or you luck boxed.
He knew something, yeah.
You were on to something. But anyway, even if they lose out 12 in a row, nothing would be off the table. If Adam Peters fired Dan Quinn, it would make perfect sense to me. I totally would get it.
Yeah.
I'm just not making any significant deal like that after they got to the NFC title game.
I wouldn't either. But here are the data points, though, in favor of making a significant move. Borrowing from office space, what is it you'd say you do here? Right, you don't have an offensive guru, a young savant that's great at play calls that's ascending for the first time into the role. Say Kingsbury in Arizona, right? I know he'd been a college head coach, but from the pro ranks, this is an established veteran, been around the block, leader of men, defensive type. Let's look at the defense. Horrendous, beyond horrendous in his charge. Can't get right two straight years. Last year bad, this year worse. Okay, so that's kind of a big red X in one of the two things that you're supposed to do. Leader of men type. Now, everybody seems to like each other, and that's great. I'm really excited they all like each other while losing 8 straight games. But one of the things a leader of men would be able to do is rally folks and be able to produce better performances. That's not happening either. So what is it you'd say you do here? There's a great case for you're not the guy to turn this around. If I give you a better roster, and this is where I get to Peters here in a second, they need to do that, by the way. They need a tremendous overhaul, which they'll necessarily do, because I think 30 guys, give or take, are not under contract for next year, and a bunch more guys shouldn't be under contract here for next year. After a big roster change, is this the right person to lead them? That is a very fair question after what we've seen this year, where you thought you'd taken a step forward, but to use his words, they took 3 step back, violently so, yesterday.
We'll see that on Hard Knocks, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because we saw the last bar he dropped after a loss, so we'll see the next one. You know, actually, Hard Knocks could be really interesting tomorrow. Because I'm guessing if Jaden's mom, who we saw mic'd up with NFL films in the crowd, was, you know, mic'd up talking to people, and that's possibly going to be on the show, you would imagine Daniels himself mic'd up, or a lot of those interactions with trainers are going to be part of the show. The team obviously has a lot of say, and so does the league, on what gets in and what doesn't. And I'm sure the team meets with Hard Knocks to go over all of what they've got, tape, audio, film, whatever else, and says, hey, we don't really love this. Okay, you can use this, whatever. The Giants, remember, still paying the price. Joe Shane and that front office for looking terrible from the offseason Hard Knocks that was one and done for good reason.
Yep.
Even though it was a great watch.
Oh, the show was fantastic.
As a consumer, it was
because the content was unreal.
It was so good.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they're going to deprive us of that and just rob us from the ability to see all of the sideline banter with Jaden and teammates and him talking about the injury. But if they don't, Danny, that would be really, really huge for numbies, for HBO. Because I think that's worth tuning in for.
Yeah. Now, there's a great chance it gets overlooked and they get about 4 minutes of screen time because they're terrible.
I don't know, man. Jaden Daniels, one of the biggest stories in the league, one of the biggest stars in the league. That's going to be one of the leads of the episode.
Well, Philly's got a huge game. They're playing tonight. And, you know, the Dallas epic loss, that was such a major thing because they had their playoff chances and everything. So, I mean, I agree with you, but yeah. Again, they got 4 minutes last week, and one was about DeVito Pritchard getting another job, and then, like, you know, the quick gloss over cursory, yeah, they're here too. But the top of the division, the Eagles, you guys. And that was the story. I would think, but, you know, it's
Daniels' return was one of the big stories in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I don't know, though, is are they allowed to use that video and audio, or is the league, say, team in this case, step in and go, hey, we don't want him talking about his elbow, or we don't need him saying he could go back in. But I think it'll be revealing if we get to see some of that. It would be pretty entertaining. And we watched him like hawks, I mean, really closely, because he was very close to us on the sideline where we were a few
Couldn't
rows
miss
up.
It, yeah.
On the visitor side of the field, and I had some videos zoomed in on him kind of communicating and talking to people, and at one point even it seemed like he was telling his mom he was okay, and I didn't post some of this video because I thought it was kind of intrusive in some way, but you could just tell, like, I just felt for the kid, man. He was crestfallen, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And how could he not be? It's three straight games that he's played in that he's left with an injury. All right, you'll hear from Dan Quinn next, and don't forget about and your Monday Night Football preview on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.